So the new episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier just came out. And, well, I mean, it is the first one. So let's talk about it. I just want to say one thing about it. I think the government wants to control heroes. Hayward, look at Hayward. Just look at him. He made a white Vision. It's controlled by him. And then we get another. And now at the end of this episode, we have John Walker. I'm sorry, but there's too much controlling government. Superheroes are getting controlled by the government. That's not nice. That's just not nice. Okay, okay, so theory number one is I really hope Arnim Zola appears in here. Probably will. I hope all the Captain America bad guys appear in this. That'll be really fun. If that does happen, I don't know what I want to say anymore. So, if that does actually happen, well, it's probably just, this is mostly about Captain America's legacy, but also, yeah, other stuff too. But mostly Captain America's legacy. So, if it is about Captain America's legacy, there has to be a lot of stuff about him. And that means there's going to be a lot of superheroes, or bad guys, that are going to be introduced that he's already fought. So that means probably Arnim Zola. Red Skull might appear. I don't think 100% sure, but he might appear. We've got Helmut Zemo from the Civil War. And wait, there's one thing I want to say. At the beginning, we met that French guy again from Falcon and the Winter Soldier before. Yeah, he's coming from Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Which is really cool, because I thought he would be like a one-way hero. Like, just like, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm just going to be a villain. Oh, wait, did I say hero for a 1v8 hero? I thought it was going to be a one-way villain. Like, hey, I'm just going to steal these guys real quick. Like, don't mind if I do. I'm just going to be one villain. Like, for one episode only. Not episode, movie only. And, I mean, that's what a lot of people probably thought. But that's not how it worked. He's come back here. And yeah, which is cool, considering, well, did people want him again? That's my only question. Because that's probably what people wanted. If you guys wanted that guy again, yeah, you probably wanted him. He stole the captain of something. The captain of the military. So Sam was working for the military. That means for 6 months. So that means we're in April 2024, I believe. In the MCU. That would mean that... Okay, this makes sense. So, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is in between Homecoming and Far From Home. Sorry. It's WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then it's Far From Home. That's right now how it works, I think. I hope. So, what do you guys want to come into what do you guys want to come into Falcon and the Winter Soldier? I really hope Arnim Zola is introduced again. I really hope we get a lot of Helmut Zemo. I didn't talk about Bucky much. Bucky just had a nightmare, which The last guy he killed was the son of the guy that he had the sushi place with. That date was kind of weird in a way. The funniest part of the episode was when he tried to stop the hand of the golden cat, which was funny. But come on, Bucky, that's how it is, Bucky. Come on. Yeah, so I loved this episode. It's a good introduction. I really hope I get less confused than WandaVision. And yeah, if you guys liked this episode, please voice message me any questions. Tell me what you're expecting and yeah, I just have one more thing. We're gonna make a new segment called I Don't Trust That Cap, or I Do Trust That Cap. Okay, this segment is going to be called I Don't Trust That Cap. So, I'm going to say some things, some people, and I'm going to say I don't trust that cap or I do trust that cap. Number one, John Walker. At the end, the fake cap, whatever. That's a 50-50 because we don't know who he is yet. So, I'm going to go with I don't trust that cap. I don't trust that cap. Then we got Sam Wilson. I'm pretty sure that's his name, right? Yeah. Falcon. Yes, I trust that cap. So, yeah. Then we got Bucky. That's a 50-50 because he got brainwashed by Hydra. And then you also got him, like, he's a good guy. Come on. You gotta trust him in a way and you gotta trust him out of a way. Like, there's a few things that you can say about him, but I just don't. So, that's gonna be my segment, I Don't Trust A Cap. And so, for her slogan for this, we're actually gonna make a slogan, like, you know how, there's Wanda the, yeah, that. Now we're gonna have Winter the Falcon. I know it's kind of weird, but, I mean, Winter the Falcon. Winter the Falcon! Okay, guys. So, I really hope you enjoyed this segment. And I'll see you guys in the next one. In my next Saturday review thingy for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Bye!